A little consideration, a little thought for others, makes all the difference. My name's Christopher Robin. Welcome to Walking the 100-Acre Woods. What's up, everyone? As you might have guessed, my name is Christopher Robin. You can thank my mom for that one. She named me that when she had me, of course. And I'm really excited about this. This is something totally new for me. I'm not the usual, YouTube star who made a podcast. This is just me in my bedroom with my laptop, ready to just be real with y'all. And I'm excited for this and ready to connect with everyone. But this first podcast is kind of going to just be an intro of myself, just to explain how I got here, where I'm from, and just about me. And I'm really excited to share it with you guys. Where I'm from, Erie, Pennsylvania. It's probably the third, fourth biggest city in Pennsylvania. I hated it. I hated living there. It was a terrible time. But I do have my family and my friends there. And, it will always be home. I currently reside in South Carolina now, where I go to college. I am majoring in communication. And my marketing is my minor. I like it. I'm having a lot of good times in college. I love my degree, and I'm very excited to pursue whatever the future has for me. And so my background, like I said, I'm from Pennsylvania. No, I'm not Amish. Most people think just because I'm from Pennsylvania, I'm Amish, but I'm not. And no, I'm not a Yankee. Consider if you're listening from the South, no, I'm not a Yankee. But I moved to South Carolina just to get away from snow and kind of just get away and start over. My past was good. I had a pretty good childhood, I would say. I have five siblings, two brothers, three sisters. Love them to death. They're all older. I'm the youngest. I am actually 20 years old. The oldest, I think she is 42. So there's quite a difference, but, oh well. And I love my family to death. First things first, I'm a family man. Family before anything. And, moving away from Pennsylvania was hard because, family is important to me. But I have two siblings that live in South Carolina with me, my full bloods, my brother and sister. And they live in the same city as I do. And we love it. I spend more time with them. Now they're out of college. They're in their careers. And so I'm learning from what they've done and their experiences. And I'm liking it. I'm enjoying myself. And what brought me here to podcast was because, I'm a communications major. I like to talk. So why not talk with people? I talk with people in general every day, just random people. I'd be walking in a supermarket or a store, and there'd just be this old lady sitting over there, and I'd just start talking to her, just making a conversation. So I might as well make conversations, with y'all. Some of my interests in high school, I was very involved. I did football. I was a football player, but some might think I was like part of a high school musical type deal because I was heavily involved in theater. Theater was huge in my high school. And I was involved. I loved it. I sang, I danced. Wasn't a good dancer, but I danced. I put my heart out on that stage. And, I had a good time. But now my interests kind of just involve in, watching sports. My favorite team. Sorry for anyone else, but I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I will be till the day I die. Don't judge. I love them. I'm very passionate of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And football is my main sport to watch. It's because I played, of course. But yeah, so my other interests include fun fact, I am just to go off topic, I am an Eagle Scout, which is a huge part of who I am. It's been about 8 years. Yeah, about 8 years, working to get my Eagle Scout. And I got it in 2016. It was a very, very amazing moment, and it has taught me so many things. Now, I know with this current situation that's happening with the scouts right now, I think I'm gonna actually do a podcast on that in the next coming week. I think that'd be a good conversation to have, but you know, that does affect me. And, but I will continue on that later, probably in the next week. But I do have a lot of passions. I live for Christ. I want to get that out there. I follow Christ and my life, you know, I thank him for everything he has done for me, and everywhere I go and whatever happens to me is because of him. And I just want to put that out there, and I'll always make my podcast, you know, Christ based, and that stays true to me, and it's important to me. My education, like I said, I'm in college. I did a high school. All right, high school was kind of, I didn't care. I would skip class. I would go to Moe's. I remember there was this one time I was with my buddy, and we were in class just sitting around. He looked over. He's like, "Hey, you want to go to Moe's?" I said, "Yeah, let's do it." So we go to Moe's in the middle of the school day, and we come back. We get caught, but you know, the principal didn't really care. But we had Moe's. I was full. It was a good time. But you know, high school, I didn't really care. But it kind of screwed me over for going to college. I had to really work hard and learn how to study. But you know, in college, I'm doing pretty well. My goal in life is, I want to start a marketing firm, honestly. Like I said, I'm a communications major, marketing minor, and I want to start a marketing firm for people, and I want to be able to connect and help people grow their businesses. I think that's important to me, and I'm excited for that. So, yeah, that stinked. I had to pause my video since my sister walked in the room, which leads me to a good conversation to have. I live with my sister. And she asked me to move in with her so I can get out of a dorm. I'm excited about it. We have a good relationship. So I have my own room, my own bathroom. I don't have to share a bathroom with like four other guys. So this makes it a lot better. But now we're back on it. Yeah, on the roll here. And, you know, there's a lot about me that's very like personal. My parents got divorced when I was about 12 years old. That caused a lot of, it was rough. It was a rough time for me. And, but it's okay. It made me a better person. And it honestly, it was best for them as well, because, you know, there's a lot of just crazy crap going on. But anyways, my mom is getting married this summer, which is great news. I'm excited for that. Which is going to be awesome. Oh, I'm excited for that. Tomorrow is my first day. I got an internship marketing for an excursion company, which is so much fun. You know what? Excursions? Really? That's so cool. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be something to look forward to, and I'll keep you all updated on that. Now, I want to get going. You know, I kind of want to end this in the next few minutes, but I want to kind of explain to you guys my goal here, my goal for my podcast, and my goal for just this. This is, you know, for everyone, not just myself, but for everyone. I want this to be an honest community. I want to be honest about things that have happened to me. I don't want to sugarcoat. I don't want BS anything. I want to be honest. And I want that from my listeners as well. You know, send me messages, questions. I want to hear from you guys. I want to connect. I want to meet new people, make new friends. I want to have an honest community here, because I feel like nowadays it's just everyone's so uptight and everyone just can't be themselves because what, they're going to get some crap on social media or whatever. It's stupid. So this is my goal here. And I haven't seen a podcast. I haven't seen anything like this. So this is kind of a first. I just want an honest community, and that's my goal. And I think we're going to achieve that here. And I'm someone who's very straightforward. I'll tell you like it is. You know, I won't hold back. And, you know, for example, I remember, you know, in high school, if there's someone I didn't like, I would tell them straight to their face, like, get out of my face. I don't like you. So if anyone has questions about me, about, you know, goals here, or, you know, how I should have, you know, approach this podcast, just throw it in. I would like to hear from you guys. This is exciting. Follow me on anything, you know, my Instagram, my Facebook. I will post those, and I'm excited to get this started. I'm going to have interviews with plenty of people. Some are actually going to be pretty interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. Update on my life. My life is kind of crazy, but it's also kind of boring since Fortnite came out. I'm kind of just caught up in that every night, but that's okay. You know, I'm pretty good. Hit me up if you want to play, by the way. But no, I'm just, you know, I'm excited to get this going. And oh, I forgot one thing that I would like to share with everyone is that I, my big thing that I've been working on is being a DJ and producing my own music. And I've gotten pretty good. I started about 2 years ago and I started creating my own music, DJing, and it's going somewhere. It's actually going somewhere. I'm not just in the bedroom with my controller, just DJing on a laptop. No, like I'm in front of people. I'm excited. So maybe, you know, through some of these podcasts, I'll show you some of my music. I think that'd be pretty cool to share with you guys. But I would like to know what y'all's music interests are. I think that'd be cool. I'm looking at some questions that some people sent in already. And, you know, one person asks, what is the best news you've ever received? I would say the best news I've ever received is probably my grandma being cancer free. I think that's a big one right there. I think that's the best news I've ever been told. And she's the strongest woman I know. That's all I have to say. She is the strongest woman I know. And, you know, that being said, you know, I wish I was close to how strong she is. I've failed so many times in life. And, you know, like, for example, this is what I'll close out on, is kind of a personal story of my, you know, my past, and I'll close on this. So I've always been obese my whole life. I was an obese kid. In eighth grade, just to give you kind of a rough estimate, I was about 280 pounds in eighth grade. That's crazy. Well, yeah, bullying ball. Anyway, so it was rough. I've been bullied my whole life for my weight ever since I could remember. Just call me fat, you know, overweight. Or no one called me overweight. That'd be lame. You know, if you're a bully, don't call someone overweight. That's stupid. No, I've been, you know, Pillsbury Doughboy, all that jazz. And I used to be so hurt about it. But in high school, I started playing football, started getting involved, lost a little weight, but probably like 10 pounds, nothing crazy. It was about 270. And I was still obese. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't run. My mile was probably like 13 minute mile. And it was rough. And I just remember it sucked. And I thought life wasn't even like worth it. It was just crappy that, you know, I didn't deserve anything. Girls didn't like me. That sucked. And, you know, any girls listening, you know, give the fat boy a chance. He might change. Anyways, I hit senior year and I started losing a lot of weight and, you know, working out and doing dieting, strict dieting. In college, my freshman year of college, I lost the rest of the weight to get to 200 pounds. I went from 280 to 200 pounds. And I feel so much better. I still struggle with, you know, insecurities. I'm still an insecure person, but that's okay. Because I love myself, and I kind of use my story to encourage other people that it's possible. It's possible to change. It's possible to become happier. And yeah, I still struggle with a lot of things. Like, I can still look in the mirror and see the 280-pound Chris. And, you know, that sucks, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm alive. And that's what I got to be happy about. And I'm excited to continue talking with y'all. I think this is a good introduction. There's more y'all are going to learn about me. And I hope I learn a lot about you guys. And I'm excited for this. It's going to be a great opportunity to open up and have just an incredible time. All right. I'll see y'all later. Have a great time.